one of the first plants that you started working with was arnica.
Was arnica, right? Well, as a therapist and working on people's bodies, I would talk about arnica. And this was in the 80s, mid to late 80s. And I would say to people, just, you know, go to the health food store and buy arnica, and it's really great for muscle pain. And no one would. And so I decided I would start picking it and make arnica oil. And that's when I started picking and processing arnica. And I gave away the oil to my patients.
That's wonderful. Where does arnica grow?
Well, arnica is the first, I call it the first flower that comes out. It kind of looks like a daisy, and it grows in dry, gravelly, like on the sides of the roads, in dry, gravelly dirt.
And what part of the arnica do you pick?
The flowers. I pick the flowers. And this, you know, it... For years and years, it was always the end of the first week in June. I would go down, I'd drive from Fairbanks down to Healy, and there would be arnica all the way down. And then it changed, and then it, you know, with global warming, I think one year it was blooming. I got a call from my daughter Erin up in Fairbanks, hey mom, the arnica is blooming, because I had all the girls, you know, I'd get a couple of cases and I'd bring the jars and the oil. I'd use olive oil and I'd have it all ready. And so to get this done fast, I would tell you girls, okay, you fill one of these quart jars, each one of you, and then we'll go swimming. It worked pretty good because it didn't take long for me to get a case.
And so you pick the flowers, put them in a jar, and then you cover them with olive oil.
Correct. I was always paying attention to the weather too. Now, interior is really hot and dry. And it does, you know, there's thunder showers and rain, intermittent. And so late afternoon, you always, and this is, you know, a lot of the things you learn as you go. And when there's a lot of moisture, there's a big possibility for mold and mildew to grow. I learned to watch the weather. And even if it rained, if it was windy, a couple of hours later, the plant would be dried out. And that's really the best time. There were times at like 2 o'clock in the morning, it's so light and it's so warm up there that was a good time for me to pick. Plus, there wasn't much traffic. And now, if I miss the growing in, like, let's say Healy, you can just head north, because the farther north, the later the plants are, because the cold, you know, because of, that's just the way it is.
Also in elevation. So
right.
When you're harvesting along the roadway, you walk off the road 20, 25 feet or so, and there's arnica off along the roadways and on the gravel roads off the main road. Get off and away from the road where there might be contamination.
Right, exactly.
So
and
what do you do with this arnica oil? How do you use it?
Well, I sun infuse the arnica oil. I put it out after, okay, I'll start at the beginning. You know, after the plant and the oil are in the jar, you know, I shake it up. If the jars need to be topped off, I top them all off with oil, and then I place them in the sun. I keep them from getting wet. I, you know, have a roof under the roof, but I keep them in the warmest part of the house or under the eaves where the rain won't get to it. I put cheesecloth over the top, then I screw the lid on. So the moisture that is left in the plant can dissipate out through the oil. I leave it there for till fall, and then I press the plants, press all the medicine out of the plants. Either you can put it in a cheesecloth bag and just squeeze it manually with your hands, or you can use a press and a mallet. And then I don't really strain it because I think the little crumbs in it are just medicine. They are meant to be in there.
And then you bottle it, label it.
And keep it in a cool, dark place. What it's used for is on, it's topically on the body. This is not used internally at all. In fact, internally can be quite dangerous, and I have made tincture, but that's only for doctors and of natural medicine.
Tinctures can also be used topically.
It can be used topically.
Like a liniment.
Like a liniment. You know, there's many things you can do with one plant. In herbalism, you know, it's one plant can, depending on what's going on and depending on what part of the plant and how you prepare the plant can be used for many things.